All right, back to the conversation now. My next guest represents Michigan's 2nd Congressional District since 2015. It was the 4th Congressional District until 2023 when, they shuffled things around a little bit. We lost one member of Congress. Why? Illegal aliens took him to California, or she, or whatever the case may be. Why? Because that's what happens when you count everybody and do reapportionment that way. My next guest, John Molinar, member of Congress. John, good to have you back.
Good to be with you today, Steve.
Yeah, and that open border does put members of Congress in states where they don't belong, because we only have, what, a couple of 100,000 illegal aliens in Michigan from the numbers I can find, so we don't get a free member of Congress to represent us here. In fact, we get robbed in that equation, don't we?
Well, we do. And in fact, since President Biden took office, there have been over 8 million illegal crossings nationwide. That's just the ones we know of. And the vast majority of these people are released into the U.S. with a court date 3 to 4 years from now. They'll almost never show up for that. And so President Biden needs to step up. He and Secretary Mayorkas have the authority to end this crisis, but so far they've refused to do so.
Yeah, so let's talk about that border for a minute more, because you're right, Mayorkas will sit there and lie about all of it. But I'm watching, because I think these next two things go together. We are all watching what's going on at Columbia, NYU, the University of Michigan, and universities all across this country where all of these students and activists have gotten together to support terrorism, apparently, and to voice their anti-Semitic views while Jews run for their lives at Columbia and who knows where else. And my question, John, is how many of the people at these protests maybe have come across the border illegally? How many people are in the shadows that agree with what's going on there? How many people are a danger to America today? Because Christopher Wray, the head of the FBI, says we are at an all-time threat high right now, higher than before 9/11, higher than before anything that's happened in this country. And I look at what's happening at Columbia and elsewhere and say, man, something bad's about to happen. What do you think?
Well, you know, students are voicing support for Hamas, burning the American flag, threatening the safety of Jewish students on campus. You know, I've written to the Justice Department. When it comes to these groups that are yelling death to America and threatening, that has to be investigated by the FBI. You know, we need to understand who these people are, where their influences are coming from, and make sure that we keep American campuses a safe place where anti-Semitism is not allowed. And we need to make sure our students are protected on these campuses.
All students are protected. You know, the fact that they went virtual at Columbia is insulting to everyone, right? The fact that Jewish students have to hide is insulting to everyone. I never thought I would see a day in my lifetime, Congressman, where I'm hearing them scream death to America in my country. They're screaming death to America on my college campuses, because many of these are public universities like Michigan. How dare they do that? How do we stand? It's outrageous to me.
Well, it sure is. And when you think about what education should be, it should be a place where students should be able to explore different ideas, think through, debate ideas. All of that should be nurtured in our educational institutions, but instead they've become political correct. They've become new ideas or different ideas. And there's an orthodoxy in these places that discourages any minority students from speaking out of fear. And that's just wrong.
I totally agree with that. Now, so many things going on right now, it's hard to keep up. You've got the border. You've got Bidenomics, which is an absolute disaster. They don't use that word anymore, sir, so I think you should use it every day, 10 times a day, so everybody remembers Bidenomics. It's toxic to them, and it should be, right? Inflation's out of control. But I want to go to Ukraine. You voted no, correct, for the supplemental $95 billion spending debacle, correct?
That's correct. I voted against the additional aid to Ukraine. There's no doubt Ukraine must defeat Russia in this war, but I believe President Biden needs to put forth an effective strategy for the aid to the Ukraine military to make that happen. Right now, he's not doing that. He's got to define what success looks like in this conflict. He's not told the American people how much it will cost or how long it's going to take. And we can't simply write a blank check for continued conflict. And, you know, at the same time, he's also prohibited exports of American natural gas. And what that does is it leaves Russia with a dominant position in the world market.
Right.
Other countries are relying on Russia, paying them higher energy prices. And that money is what's bankrolling the Russian military. So he needs to lift that ban on natural gas exports and stop Russia's dominance in this area.
On a related note, in a related headline, he lifted sanctions against Iran, allowing them to sell 2 million barrels a day to the Chinese, meaning Iran can back Hezbollah, Hamas, the Houthis, and supply all this money to their support of terrorists and terrorist regimes and operations around the world. So when Robert Gates said that Joe Biden was wrong about every foreign policy decision over 40 years, I think we could extend that out to 45 years now, couldn't we?
It's continuing, and
it's
mind-boggling to think the way we're enriching our adversaries and allowing that to become what, you know, there's a collaboration now between Iran, Russia, China, North Korea. When you look at this happening, you'd say, why would anyone support policies that would enrich our adversaries?
Yeah, so where do we go from here? Look, a lot of people have this foreboding feeling. They have a fear. There's a lot of anxiety involving this election in November because a lot of people believe that if Joe Biden is reelected or the Democrats somehow game the system, whether they win it in an election or in a courtroom, which seems to be their game, lawfare, that we can't survive another 4 years on the road we're on. I happen to be pretty much on that mindset too, Congressman. We're in a bad place, and if we continue down this road, we're going over a cliff soon. Your thoughts?
Well, it's important that we do look at this next election as a referendum on these Biden policies. And people are going to have their voices heard on what direction our country should go. When President Trump was president, you had a secure border. When President Trump was president, you didn't have these adversaries taking advantage of us and our allies. You know, peace through strength was Ronald Reagan's message, and I believe that's important as today as ever before. And when you consider that, you know, our southern border, that, you know, across that border is coming the fentanyl that's killing thousands of Americans every year, and we know clearly that China is manufacturing the precursors of those chemical, basically poisons that are killing our young people, and collaborating with the Mexican drug cartels. We need a president who will lead on these issues, and unfortunately, we aren't getting that from President Biden.
Yeah, it's terrible. Congressman John Molinar, first of all, thank you for voting properly on the Ukraine bill. I really do appreciate it because too many people voted the wrong way, in my estimation. And thank you for taking the time to be here today, sir. There's so much more to talk about, but we'll do our best. We'll see you next time around.
Thanks so much, Steve. Good to be with you.
Good to be with you, my friend. There you have it. John Molinar, representing Michigan's 2nd Congressional District. It was the 4th for a long time. Now it's the 2nd. Yeah. Anyhow, I'm glad he voted properly. I don't think that a lot of our folks did. They'll hear from me. Maybe one on Friday. I have to look into that. I've got to make sure I've got that answer correct. Anyhow, it's the Steve Gruber Show. Find out more at stevegruber.com. Stevegruber.com. Back in a moment.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
When you're a foster parent, you play a lot of roles.
Provider, giving a foster child a safe home, healthy meals, and hope.
You're always there.
You're a cheerleader.
You're family. You would do anything for a child in your care.
Every day is different. Every need is different. But one of the most impactful roles you can play in life is being a foster parent. See why at Michigan.gov/hopeforahome. sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
At the Michigan Chamber, we're on a mission to help job providers and entrepreneurs succeed. When Michigan businesses can grow and thrive, so do our families, communities, and local economies. We're here to protect, to connect, and to strengthen. That means powerful advocacy from our top-ranked lobbying team, virtual and in-person events to make connections and support your learning and training needs, and proven product and services to help save you time and money. Join with us. We're stronger together.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber or how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
The love of the game draws us to sports, as players, coaches, spectators, and officials. For officials, it's a way to stay in the game they once played, to feel the thrill of putting on the uniform, stepping out of the playing surface, hustling to make the call, and building the relationships which can only be built in sports. If you still have that love for the game, we always need new officials. Register now at MHSAA.com. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.